On a bright sunny Wednesday morning, the courtyard at the Alfred Washburn Center, complete with picnic tables and a serving area for food and drink, is abuzz with activity. Volunteers are mingling with Washburn clients taking surveys. Also manning a clipboard is the coalition's executive director, John Johnson.
In 2015, we had just over 1,000 homeless men and women that we were able to survey. 2016, that number went down to just over 700. And this year, we're trying to see if the trend is headed more downward.
Johnson says the main reasons for homelessness are employment, financial, and disability. Meanwhile, the surveys are expected to be complete later this week, but crunching the numbers will take a bit longer.
Making sure that we've not counted the homeless twice. We go through a myriad of filtering processes to make sure we rule out those that were counted that weren't necessarily homeless. Once we narrow that down, we enter those individuals in our data system.
Once in the system, additional filtering is done to get the best possible data. Johnson says that should take another month.
And then from it, we will generate, you know, how many men, how many women, how many children, how many vets, how many were in this county, how many was in Santa Rosa County, even how many were disabled, ones that are suffering from mental illness, addiction, chronic health problems.
Wednesday is usually the busiest day at Alfred Washburn because a hot meal is served to an expected 220 to 250 people. Director Ron Johnson says on this day they're also helping with point in time.
I don't think the community realizes sometimes how many people are homeless. The reasons for them being homeless are as varied as the number of people that come here. Hopefully we can give them a place in a positive attitude, a place where they can feel more like they're human beings and part of the community.
The center provides sack lunches on the days hot meals are not served, along with laundry and shower facilities, hygienic products, mail service, and a clothes closet.
Washburn's mission is to try to help the homeless, give them a place where they can be at peace, a more relaxed atmosphere. Once you're down, it's very difficult to get back up. We think, well, go get a job. Well, that doesn't necessarily cure everything all at once.
I'm Diana Fordham. I'm a weekly volunteer, and I help out whenever these guys say, help me with this project, so I don't mind jumping in and helping them out.
The Washburn Center is run through the Catholic St. Vincent de Paul Society. However, neither the Catholic Church nor local, state, and federal governments provide any funding. And the need, says Fordham, is great and unceasing.
We depend on donations for the hygiene products, especially feminine hygiene products. And we are at a point now where we don't really have enough funding coming in to pay for the deodorant toothpaste and reading glasses and batteries for their flashlights and their little radios.
Many of the men and women who come to the center are veterans, including older Vietnam vets. Fordham says a good few of them are disabled and cannot work. She encourages any veteran needing help to contact the Veterans Administration.
I had one guy I talked to about a week or so ago. He was having health issues, and I said, you're a veteran. Go to the VA. I said, don't just sit here all day, get over there. I just talked to him like a mom, like, get on over there, you know, get the ball rolling.
I am Tony McCormick from a little small town in Louisiana called Rayville, Louisiana. It's the home of Tim McGraw. My time in the service was really short. I was injured during basic training, so I received an honorable but a medical discharge.
McCormick, who describes himself as an old country boy, says when you first have to live in a tent, it's like hunting, fishing, and camping when you were a kid.
But after a while, it just gets monotonous. It just gets overwhelming. It just gets old. It'll eat you up. It's like a monster. It's like a big, hairy, nasty monster. It will eat you up. Physically and mentally, it'll tear you apart.
More information about the Alfred Washburn Center, including how to make a donation, can be found at alfredwashburn.com. The Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless can be reached at ecoh.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.